About 12 months ago, we decided to expand our presence in the local feed market. We're obviously a supplier and a storage and handling and processor of locally produced grains. What we really wanted to do is try and expand our offering out into the local market. So we purchased some additional infrastructure to go with the existing capacity that we've got. And that's basically allowed us to formulate some grain rations, some different offerings to the market to try and encourage more feeding in the local cattle industry. And what this feeding demonstration is here is us continuing to build our own learning and capacity, but also showing some skin in the game from our behalf as well.
So these young cattle here in front of us today, you talk about rations. What is in that ration that's come from the Ord Valley?
So basically that's a blend of crushed or rolled grains that we've put together. The vast majority of that grain blend, that grain ration, is made up of locally produced products, and that's certainly our aim, that's our intention. One of the main ingredients is the locally produced corn. Obviously, it's a product that we want to continue to grow more of and develop different markets. So this is another step towards that. Corn is a wonderful feed grain. It's really high in energy, and it really helps to drive the equation. So corn is front and centre, but we're also adding some other grains in amongst that. Some of those are being the seconds, the offal out of our seed cleaning plant. So that's some of the chickpeas and beans that we're processing right now today, actually for human consumption. So it's finding a value and a market for those as well. So those are some of the main ingredients that go into the ration.
Last year there was a large meeting held to discuss opportunities for feedlotting in the Ord irrigation scheme. How does this demonstration here fit into that discussion?
We certainly see this as a potential step towards that. Obviously, there's been some negativity around feeding in the north, particularly feeding grain. We're out to see what's possible. The demonstration is part of that, and we're confident that with the right products, but also the right support network and the right skill set that goes with it, that is possible. What we'd like to see certainly is the potential for some large-scale feeding to occur here in the valley, so close to the feed source itself. That's going to take some time, and we understand that both the croppers and the pastoralists need to crawl before they walk in that space. This is certainly a step towards it. The transition in the valley towards cotton is another significant step to unlocking that, because it really opens up a very valuable protein source in the cottonseed itself.
Also here today, under the shade of the mahogany tree and in amongst these cattle here today, is Graham Finger from Ordco. Tell us a little bit about these cattle here, Graham.
Basically, these animals came to us about 3.5 weeks ago from one of the close stations, supplied them. What we're trying to achieve is target sort of the two main areas that pastoralists have the difficulty with, with trying to overcome. So we can see we've got 75 second round weaners here. They came to us about 100 kgs. They've been here, like I said, about the 3 weeks, so they're on the first of our ration. It's our calf ration. They're putting on sort of somewhere in the area of 0.8 of a kilo a day, basically providing a solution for stations to be able to source a feed locally and improve their bottom line.
You mentioned the weight gains, but in general, how do you feel they're performing?
They're going really well. They've really, really got a new shine to their coats. They're happy. They're jumping around. It's really, really good signs. As you can see, it is only simple. That's what we want to display as well. That you don't need to have the best of the best to get a result. If you've got a yard and you've got water, well, you can accomplish this at your place as well.
And is it cost effective?
That's what we'll prove, depending on what the end goal is for the animals, whether next year live export, whether it improves the The mating rates, whether they can be mated earlier, it'll be really interesting to see where these animals end up next year. Obviously through the NILS tags and the additional tagging we've got, we'll be able to keep track of them and get a good idea of what they look like in 4 or 5 months' time after the wet.
The Kimberley Pilbara Cattlemen's Association is holding an event in the Ord later in October. They'll be bringing people out to this demonstration. What do you hope they see and learn?
Basically, I hope they come and have a look and see what can be achieved. Hopefully they can go away. I've got a yard at home. I've got a water trough. I can do what these guys are doing and one, make my extra small weaners survive, pull them through to the wet and improve my stock for the next year for sale. Hopefully they can get to the wet and get another 6 to 8 weeks on green feed instead of trying to recover from the couple months once they've been weaned from their mother.
So potentially we could see rations created in the Ord Valley being sent across the Kimberley for the pastoral community.
Let's hope so. Yeah, obviously it's a lot closer working with guys in the West Kimberley at the moment and over towards into the territory. You know, the logistics of getting it there are a hell of a lot simpler from Kununurra. So it's looking good. Hopefully the pastoralists can see the value and also the farmers as well.